Good morning and a very warm welcome to you as we gather together for our online worship service. We begin our service today as we sing together and invite you to sing along as we sing together, Lord Jesus Christ, you have come to us. You are one with us. We sing together. And so we turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have come to us. You are with us every day. Lord Jesus Christ, you have been born amongst us. And so as we gather for worship, we come to be one with you. Praying, Lord, that as we offer our ears and our bodies and our souls into this moment, that, Lord, you would speak to us through your Spirit. As we acknowledge you as Lord, as Saviour, as King of Kings, that you, Lord, would make your presence felt wherever we might be as we share together. In that moment, as we become aware of your presence, Lord, may you receive our praise and our worship. We might be separated by distance and geographically, but Lord, help us also to have a sense that we are part of something much bigger as we worship together in this format. It's all, Lord, for your glory. So receive our worship as we offer it to you. Be blessed as we bring to you ourselves, our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our ears, our eyes. And as we bring all that to you, Lord, through your Spirit, we pray that you would speak to us, challenge us, remind us of who you are and what we mean to you. So, Lord, bless us as we share together. We join together as we say together the prayer that Christ has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We constantly look for the best. We want the best. When it comes to medical issues and we're faced with a big operation or a procedure that needs to be done, we want the best doctor. When it comes to friendships, we want the best friends. When it comes to sport, we want to be the best. Whether it be a national team or whether it be a sport that we're participating in, we want to be the best. When it comes to our children, we want the best for our children. We want them to give of their best as they deal with life, as they cope with life, as they participate in what they do. We want for them the best education. When it comes to celebrations, again, we want our celebrations to be the best. So we want the best wedding or the best birthday party. We want it to be of a high standard. We take pride in being the best. Jesus finds himself as a guest at a wedding in a small town called Cana in Galilee. And so we hear these words as they come to us from John's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. The wedding in Cana. 2 days later, there was a wedding in the town of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine had given out, Jesus' mother said to him, "They are out of wine." "You must not tell me what to do," Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." Jesus' mother then told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." The Jews had rules about ritual washing, and for this purpose, 6 stone water jars were there, each one large enough to hold between 20 and 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill these jars with water." They filled them to the brim, and then he told them, "Now draw some water out and take it to the man in charge of the feast." They took him the water, which now had turned into wine, and he tasted it. He did not know where this wine had come from, but of course the servants who had drawn out the water knew. So he called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone else serves the best wine first, and after the guests have had drunk a lot, he serves the ordinary wine. But you have kept the best wine until now." Back then, when a Jewish wedding feast took place, it was a feast that lasted a full week. It would begin with a parade where the father of the bride would escort the bride and all the guests from their side would go in procession, eventually ending up at the groom's house. But needless to say, as this procession began, the whole town began to join in the procession. This was a celebration within the community. And so the procession grew as they headed towards the groom's house. When they eventually arrive at the groom's house, the parade is all there and the huge celebration of two families coming together takes place. There was a very symbolic ceremony that took place as the groom and the bride become married. But once they've arrived and once that ceremony has taken place, so the celebration begins, the feasting begins. And it lasted for 7 days. There was no honeymoon, so to speak, but it really was a sense of open house as community, as friends, as family come and celebrate the union of two people. Marriages in those days were pretty much arranged rather than people falling in love, but it was concluded with a week-long celebration. Jesus, of course, finds himself and his disciples as guests at this wedding. But Jesus was a very distinctive character. We know a little bit about the fact that this is the first miracle that Jesus performs, but the news of Jesus was already circulating within communities. Jesus was a cherished guest, if you like. They wanted him to be part of their social occasions. He was a much sought after dinner guest. Most people were very comfortable around Jesus. In fact, he was even criticized by the religious leaders later on in the Gospels for his love of life and of people. And so we read in Matthew chapter 11, verse 19, where we see the accusations. When the Son of Man came, it reads, he ate and drank, and everyone said, look at this man. He's a glutton and a wine drinker, a friend of tax collectors and other outcasts. Let's get back to the wedding. To run out of wine was a very serious thing to happen. The groom's parents and the groom were responsible to make sure that there was enough to last for the whole celebration, wine and food. But for some unknown reason in this particular story, at this particular celebration, they run out of wine. We don't think it such a big deal that they've run out of wine. For us, we just pop off to Tops or to the bottle store and buy more wine. But this was far more serious in the day, because this kind of thing would hamper the celebration, and that could possibly ruin the family's reputation forever because they ran out of wine. It was pretty much a disaster. It is like steers running out of hamburger patties or the ocean basket running out of fish. It just didn't happen. It was not meant to happen. It dare not happen. However, Jesus isn't going to ignore his mother's request, even though he says his time has not yet come, because he recognizes the need in the feast. He recognizes the need within the community. And what Jesus does is quite significant as he changes water into wine. But what I find so incredibly significant is what he uses. That's what stands out for me. In verse 6, it says that there were 6 stone water jars which were used for ritual washing, each holding about 100 liters. Jesus uses water that is available in the moment in the need. And he uses this water and he turns it into wine. As some translations say, he turns it into the best wine. Jesus took wash water and turned it into the best wine. That's 600 liters of the best wine. That translates into about 80 bottles of wine as we know bottles today. And if Jesus can take wash water and turn it into the very best wine, then just think what God can do to us, for us, with us, if we're willing to let him. We are like wash water. We don't think very much of ourselves. We don't think that we can have much impact on the world or even our world. We struggle with what we can and are able to do. But here's the secret. We are Jesus's best option. You are the best person suited to do what God wants you to do in your context. When a rabbi chooses his disciples, he would only choose the best of the best. And it was a huge honor to be chosen as a disciple of a rabbi. But the rabbi would only choose the best of the best. Jesus chooses his disciples very specifically and at very specific moments, as we read in Scripture. Most of them were fishermen, but Jesus chooses them. That means that Jesus thinks of them as the best of the best. Jesus chooses us. He chooses you and he chooses me. We are his disciples today. As Christians, we're disciples of Christ. That means that Jesus thinks of us, of you and me, as the best of the best. We need to remember that God created us. We need to remember that God knows us by name. We need to remember that it is God who saves us through Jesus, because he sees us as the best of the best to be his disciples. Jesus chooses you and he chooses me. We are Jesus' best option. So we might think of ourselves as wash water, not very significant, not very influential. But that's not the way that Jesus sees us. Jesus sees us as the best of the best, as being significant, as being influential, as people who have potential to make a huge difference in the lives we live, in the world in which we live. And so I came across this poem on the internet. I've adapted it a little bit, but invite you just to listen to these words as we're reminded of who we are. You are the best idea. The idea of you precedes your conception. God knew you before you were put together in your mother's womb, and he envisioned all that you would be and spared nothing from the inside out, designing you perfectly. When the Master Creator completed you, he marveled at his expertise and he declared, "It is good." And just like that, you were beautifully perfect and complete. There was only one thing the Master Creator would leave up to you, and that is the faith to believe that this could even be. He designed you with the ability to choose what to receive and what to reject. And he determined that your belief would be the fuel to guide your steps. Have you rejected the perfect idea of you? Do you believe that the Master Creator left parts of you undone, or that he did not give you enough? Be assured, you are God's best option. His number one choice to be who he designed you to be. He put his all into creating you, and each day he calls you to be you. You are God's best option. He's waiting for you to believe it. He's waiting for you to become it, creating an extraordinary, meaningful life here on earth. You are God's best option. Hear these words from Jeremiah chapter 29 as we conclude. As God speaks through the prophet, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We are God's best option. Let us pray. Father God, help us to again realize that we are chosen by you, that we are the best of the best. Help us, Lord, again to realize through your Spirit that you choose us. And Lord, may we respond by being the best we can be, by allowing you to turn us, to change us, to grow us into being the best. Just as you changed water into wine, you can shape us, mold us, change us to be the best option for all that happens around us. We know, Lord, we cannot do this on our own. We need to respond in faith, in grace, in love. But let's allow us, may we, Lord, allow you to change us, mold us, shape us, because you have chosen us to be the best in the world in which we live. Lord, may we never think small of you. May we never think small of what you can do through us. We pray, Lord, through your Spirit, you would help us not to limit what you can do with us. May we be for the world, our worlds, the best that we can be. So, Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Help us to influence those around us as we reach out to those who are in need and to those who struggle. Help us, Lord, to use resources to meet the needs that surround us. Help us, Lord, to be there for those who need encouragement and cheering up. May we have the words, Lord, that lift people, that build people. May we, Lord, through our words, our actions, our attitudes, be kind to those around us. Be loving to those around us. You call us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. If you see us as the best option, help us, Lord, to see others as the best. They the best to you. So, Lord, may we reach out with all that we are through the power and grace of your Spirit. Amen. And so we conclude our time together as we sing our next song. And it really is about focusing on us. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. We sing together.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing with us. And I pray that as you go into the week that lies ahead, you would think the best of yourself. For God sees you as his best option. And so may his grace, his love, and his fellowship of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.